Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If I don't survive, I was born free. I was born free.
I think if you go onto a typical college campus and you survey students about how they feel about things like the First Amendment, Second Amendment, you know, freedom of speech, your ability to say what is on your mind, whatever that mind may be, it varies very much depending upon political persuasion and maybe gender and race and a few other things that go into it as well. So if you are a conservative on campus and you feel you have the right to express your opinion, do not be surprised if people on the left want to shut you down and shut you up, because that happens all the time. That makes life a little difficult for a young person who's a conservative. Matt Bennett joins us, founder and CEO of Christian Union. I don't know how many conservative students we have on campus, but I know a lot of them are probably underground, aren't they, Matt?
Yeah, that's the case. And by the way, I live in New York City, but I grew up in Houston, so I love Houston. So it's a special privilege to be talking to you today.
Well, we recommend you move back as soon as you can, okay, Matt?
Right. It's very difficult, and students who have a traditional view of the family and sexuality, as well as are conservative politically, it can be a very hostile place for them at these universities.
And it's not as though they're overtly preaching in their classes. I mean, many times it's just they take a political stand on something backed by their religion, and they get ostracized in many ways, even from the teachers.
Yeah, some professors, of course, are good and don't disfavor, but others have an axe to grind. And so in the classroom, as well as among their social peers, so there's a fear of being rejected, maybe missing out on opportunities, being excluded from certain groups or situations based on. So most just keep their mouth shut. But of course, universities is where you're supposed to be able to explore ideas, hear different views, and then really wrestle through with what you think is true.
Matt, I wonder, as you take a look at students who have a conservative bent, where did they get it? Did they get it at home? Was it something their parents were doing in the teaching process at home that circumvented, for example, the public school education they were getting, or some of the things that they were hearing in class?
Yeah. Either they grew up going to church, or their parents were very conscious of what kind of social media exposure they had, and then work to teach them good values. That's where they get it. And it gets tested when they go to university. And I think it's fine for people to be challenged on their views, of course, but there needs to be an open exchange of the views and not just a culture of fear and hostility that prevents many from bringing it up.
I mean, sadly, it's not just four-year universities, colleges. It's even taking place in med schools and law schools now, though, and that's frightening.
Yeah, it really is, and there are increasingly these different litmus tests that you have to sign on to and do or believe or adhere to, or else you can't be part of this or that. It's just infiltrating everywhere instead of a tolerant and an open view and a respect for different opinions. It's just the opposite. I think over the years, you've had certain persons demand and ask for tolerance, but I think for so many, it was just a ruse. It was just a way to smuggle in their ideas, and then if they gain dominance, to exclude other views. I think that's perhaps what it was all the time for a lot of people, which is very sad because there's such a value in being tolerant and hearing opposing views to come at the truth.
All right, Matt Bennett, good to hear from you, sir. Thank you. And again, come home as soon as you can, okay? Get out of that New York City. That's no good for you. Appreciate your time. Founder and CEO of the Christian Union, that's Matt Bennett.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.